You'll hear a radio interview in which two ecologists called Jack Benson and Tricia Roberts are talking about sand. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
Thanks for joining us in the studio today. As you know, this is one in our series on ecology, and today's programme is on sand. Why people love beaches so much, and how sand is being used for the construction industry. Jack, are you someone who loves going to the beach?
Absolutely. Me and the vast majority of the population, I should think. A friend of mine's an artist and loves painting by the sea at sunrise. He says it's the intensity of the colours that's special for him. Not sure about the claims that sea air is really good for your health. I think it's mainly the unchanging quality of the coast that means people keep going back to it. What I've noticed is I fall asleep very easily when I can hear the sea crashing onto the shore again and again.
What about you, Tricia?
Well, I love sunbathing on a sandy beach, but I've just read an article about pop-up beaches. You know, these fake beaches that spring up each year in major cities. Truckloads of sand are brought in and dumped in open spaces. The article was extremely well researched. The reporter had obviously looked into the subject in great depth. The conclusion was that people shouldn't support these projects because taking the sand from natural beaches causes all sorts of problems. I'm embarrassed that I went to one in London last year and wouldn't have gone if I'd known then what I know now. Getting cities to realise this and find alternative entertainments might be difficult though.
Instead of taking sand from beaches, it's been suggested they should be putting new sand on some beaches because the ocean currents are washing away huge amounts of sand in some places.
But surely the crabs, sandworms and so on the beach can't survive huge amounts of new sand being piled on top of them.
I can't see how they could. Even doing something more permanent like constructing a seawall has negative consequences for the environment.
Yeah, it can create an unnatural sort of barrier between the ocean and the land.
I think because so many people are becoming city dwellers these days, there's an enormous need for housing. And to make concrete, you need sand. And where's that sand coming from? Our beaches and rivers. You can't blame people for moving to cities because that's where the jobs, schools and amenities are. And I'd imagine that many do, in fact, realise that other parts of the country pay for that in a way, but choose to turn a blind eye to it.
Yes, the damage to the ecology of an area when sand is removed from its beaches has a knock-on effect. And I don't mean things like a reduction in the income from tourism. In some places, when fish are disturbed, there's less fish for local people to catch. So they can't carry on being fishermen and have to move or try to find another job. That's a really drastic personal and economic consequence. I also wonder if the weather is affected. You know, if water flows further inland and forms pools or lagoons that might lead to more rain.
So what do you think can be done to put a halt to people taking sand from beaches?
It's interesting you ask that, because I went to a public lecture the other day. The lecturer was an architect, and he thought it wouldn't be long before sand could be partially made from recycled materials. Some chemists are already working on that. Wouldn't that be great? And that could be backed up by some initiatives, government or private sector, to try to get the message across that taking sand from beaches is not okay.
I agree, and I think the tourist industry is already trying to promote ecotourism, and tourists are becoming more discerning.
Well, thank you both. You've raised some interesting points.
Now you will hear part three again.
Thanks for joining us in the studio today. As you know, this is one in our series on ecology, and today's programme is on sand. Why people love beaches so much, and how sand is being used for the construction industry. Jack, are you someone who loves going to the beach?
Absolutely. Me and the vast majority of the population, I should think. A friend of mine's an artist and loves painting by the sea at sunrise. He says it's the intensity of the colours that's special for him. Not sure about the claims that sea air is really good for your health. I think it's mainly the unchanging quality of the coast that means people keep going back to it. What I've noticed is I fall asleep very easily when I can hear the sea crashing onto the shore again and again.
What about you, Tricia?
Well, I love sunbathing on a sandy beach, but I've just read an article about pop-up beaches. You know, these fake beaches that spring up each year in major cities. Truckloads of sand are brought in and dumped in open spaces. The article was extremely well researched. The reporter had obviously looked into the subject in great depth. The conclusion was that people shouldn't support these projects because taking the sand from natural beaches causes all sorts of problems. I'm embarrassed that I went to one in London last year and wouldn't have gone if I'd known then what I know now. Getting cities to realise this and find alternative entertainments might be difficult though.
Instead of taking sand from beaches, it's been suggested they should be putting new sand on some beaches because the ocean currents are washing away huge amounts of sand in some places.
But surely the crabs, sandworms and so on the beach can't survive huge amounts of new sand being piled on top of them.
I can't see how they could. Even doing something more permanent like constructing a seawall has negative consequences for the environment.
Yeah, it can create an unnatural sort of barrier between the ocean and the land.
I think because so many people are becoming city dwellers these days, there's an enormous need for housing. And to make concrete, you need sand. And where's that sand coming from? Our beaches and rivers. You can't blame people for moving to cities because that's where the jobs, schools and amenities are. And I'd imagine that many do, in fact, realise that other parts of the country pay for that in a way, but choose to turn a blind eye to it.
Yes, the damage to the ecology of an area when sand is removed from its beaches has a knock-on effect. And I don't mean things like a reduction in the income from tourism. In some places, when fish are disturbed, there's less fish for local people to catch. So they can't carry on being fishermen and have to move or try to find another job. That's a really drastic personal and economic consequence. I also wonder if the weather is affected. You know, if water flows further inland and forms pools or lagoons that might lead to more rain.
So what do you think can be done to put a halt to people taking sand from beaches?
It's interesting you ask that, because I went to a public lecture the other day. The lecturer was an architect, and he thought it wouldn't be long before sand could be partially made from recycled materials. Some chemists are already working on that. Wouldn't that be great? And that could be backed up by some initiatives, government or private sector, to try to get the message across that taking sand from beaches is not okay.
I agree, and I think the tourist industry is already trying to promote ecotourism, and tourists are becoming more discerning.
Well, thank you both. You've raised some interesting points.
That's the end of part three.